let's talk a little bit about the challenge that lies ahead here in the pork segment. We have a very big success story, a great success story in pork. We have twice as much pork available per person per week today than we did in 1961, 50 years ago. The other segments that we're talking about, dairy in particular, that's not the case. Dairy has not, while we've increased productivity, it's not keeping up with demand. I have a much better success story here in pork. But that's not the end of the story. We can't stop. Because the FAO estimates that we need to increase production so that we can have 12 ounces, not just 10.7 ounces per person per week, but 12 ounces per person a week available by 2050. Now, first you're saying, well, Rob, what... That doesn't seem insurmountable, right? 1.3, when we doubled in the last 50 years, shouldn't we be able to do 1.3 more in the next 40 years? Well, let's think about that for a second. Yes, to answer you right off the bat, yes, we think it's doable. But it's not as easy as what you might think just by looking at this statistic. Because what it means is, if you take into account the population growth, growing by nearly 30%, we got 30% more people to feed, and then you increase consumption by 12 or 13%, which is what we said before, 10.7 to 12 ounces, this is what it means. We've got to increase pork production by 50%, in the next 40 years. So while we think that's doable, that is not necessarily easy, and that's why we need to get on it and we need to address it today. So we're going to suggest to you and the rest of the industry what it's going to take to do that. You know, the first thing that your mind may go to is, well, we just raise more pigs. You know, how are we going to meet it? We just raise more pigs. Well, today, we produce globally about 1.4 billion pigs. To get us to that 10.7 ounces per person per week. And you do the math quickly, and if we're going to do it just on increased number of pigs, well, it's going to take 50% more pigs. Given constant efficiency and so on and so forth, that could be where the mind goes, so where a lot of people's minds go. And we don't think that's the answer for a very obvious reason. You put on another 700 million pigs and increase the pig population to 2 billion versus the 1.4 billion today, then you're going to consume a lot more resources. And here's the estimation for feed, water, and land that it would take. Well, go back to the reality that we acknowledged in the very, very second slide. We're already, in 1 year, consuming, or it takes a year and a half to replenish the resources that we're using in a year right now. This is not the answer. It does not address that situation. You know, I believe with all my heart, this is one of the messages that we have not emphasized enough, and we're not getting out there to the public, and even to those that are part of the food chain, retailers and processors and so on and so forth. This is an area we must talk more about. We still need to talk about science, and we still need to talk about economics. Those are important pillars. But talking about the impact on resources is something virtually everyone can relate to. It's on everyone's mind. It's on consumers' minds, and it's certainly on those in the food chain, further up in the food chain's mind. So we don't think that's the answer. Here's where we think the answer lies. So we've done analysis on this. We've commissioned others to do the work on this. And this is where we believe the answer is. And this is why it's not as simple as what it may look like, that 1.3 ounces per person. This is how we can increase pork production by 50% and actually utilize less resources. Now, this analysis doesn't assume we hold the pig population flat. To meet the demand, even with this increased productivity, we still would have to increase the swine herd, or the swine, the number of pigs that are produced each year by about 300 million. So it's 300 million, not 700 million. But you look at history, you look at where global, obviously we've got a very successful productivity story in the last 50 years, but global pig production today takes about almost 39 weeks to get a pig to 229 pounds. That's average across the globe. The very best producers, the global leaders, which exist right here in the United States, are getting pigs to 273 pounds in 28 weeks. So a very big success story there, and quite a gap. So for this to work, and for us to increase our production by 50%, our output by 50%, we'll need to get the entire global plain, the average, up to 282 pounds in 25 weeks. So that's a big gap from where the average is today to where we need to be by 2050. It's not an insignificant challenge. We believe it's doable. So the best producers are making use of the best available technology, innovation, management practices. They're making use of all that. That's why it's so important that we continue to fight for the right of producers to utilize all the tools that are available to them, all the tools that are currently in their toolbox, and to continue to open the door and the pathway for new technologies, new innovation to be introduced. That's why we have to understand where the consumer's at and make sure that we continue to do a good job of educating the food chain. That's where all our emphasis has been in the last 7 years. Getting the food chain aligned and then move further into consumer messaging so that that 95% today that primarily makes their decisions on cost, nutrition, and taste, that doesn't shrink, and that people get more concerned, or a bigger percentage of the population get more concerned about things that they really shouldn't be concerned about. They understand this dynamic. So that's how we can do it. And we know enough about what's in our pipeline, what's in the pipeline of other innovators, and how pork is produced efficiently today in our country. We believe this is doable. This is doable. But it's imperative that producers around the world have access to the innovation and technology that makes this possible. So, this is the picture in terms of impact on resources. Just draw your attention to the far right-hand column in each of these. So even with more pigs, 300 million more pigs, if we increase productivity to the plane that I talked about previously, we will utilize less resources than what we are today in each category, feed, water, and land. And there's some pretty sophisticated analysis behind this. So this isn't just made up, these are not made up numbers. So if you quantify that into sound bites, into pictures that people can relate to, so 434 million tons of feed saved, that's enough to fill rail cars that will circle the globe twice. So wrap that around your mind. That's a big pile of feed. Land saved, the area of Texas and California combined. Water saved, the domestic usage in billions of 260 billion gallons, that's the annual household consumption of New York City and Philadelphia. So a significant impact on resources. And it was Jason Clay that said from the World Wildlife Fund that in order to meet the demand responsibly, we have got to freeze the global footprint on food. This doesn't just freeze it. It reduces it. That's our message. And you know, in the last 60 years, we have pretty much frozen the footprint here in the United States. We've increased productivity, agricultural productivity, by 2.5 times where it was 60 years ago. And our inputs have been constant. But it's possible even to use less than what we are today in the pork industry. It is possible.